Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, please, please, no. Please. That's too much. Elite, you would say it too. Sit down. Everybody calm down. Sit down. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's, for those in New York, it's been like the deep, 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 deep South. It's like right out of a Tennessee Williams play, right, Elite?
Oh, yeah.
It's been really hot.
Really hot.
And you know something? Anybody who complained about the weather this week, and I actually have been complaining a little bit. I keep saying this.
It wears you down, though. It just wears you down.
It's been really, really, really consistent. But this is what we dream about when we're defrosting our car, when we're digging out of knee-high snow.
Right.
So this is what we're dreaming of.
It's going to
so
be here before we know it.
Embrace it. Enjoy it. Every season is beautiful. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, every season is beautiful, Lee. No? You don't think
so? Oh, for sure. Especially fall.
Fall is
best.
I think my favorite,
yep.
and spring certainly, but they rush by quickly, and then we end up with the extremes of winter and summer. But welcome, people. Welcome back to the Bridal Body Shop on Blog Talk Radio. 4 years on the air, and I've been happy to serve you. And we just hope that the people joining us today for the first time, we make fitness a little bit more of an enjoyable venture, something that doesn't have to be foreign to you, something that doesn't have to...
So serious.
So serious, yeah. I mean, I think we always say we take a very serious topic and we try to make it something that you feel could be one in your life.
A little jokey.
That was so inappropriate. How was that a joke?
No, I'm not saying it was a joke.
I see what you were saying.
Make it a little slight.
Gotcha.
Light and fluffy.
Now I got you. Okay. There you go. Now see how I have to know you. I have to know what's going on.
You don't know me?
Sometimes I feel like I don't. But let me introduce.
Please introduce me.
The ladies in front of the mic. Lori Towers is me. Thank you. Now watch this, people. Watch this. Elite Ziegelman is she. A Bridal Body Shop is
me
who
pleasure.
We are.
Yes.
And for people who are a little confused about the title, business was created a few years ago, specifically fitness geared to brides and grooms getting in shape for the wedding. And fitness is fitness. It's for everybody. We had a reality show that we were shopping around. We turned to radio, and here we are. And like I said, 4 years, and happy to serve you. And hope it could be going strong for another 40 years. What do you think, pal? Pal,
40 years?
Well, why not?
I'm going to be 93.
Well, we could do it. It's a sit-down job.
Oh.
It's a sitting-down job. We could do it.
Lori, are you there? Oh, I can't hear you.
That could be next week. Oh, that could be what you sound next week. But today's gift. First, wait a second. Where's my manners? My mother would slap me. How are you, Elite?
I'm great. How are you?
Anything new and exciting you want to share?
Let me see. Nope.
Before we veer off into what we're going to be discussing today.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, this
That's
is going to be
exciting.
A really great show. You know, it's going to be a big platform that we embrace is obviously body image, and it's specifically very gender specific as far as there are men out there, don't get me wrong, and probably more of a closeted population that does experience
is it body
image
issues
and yeah.
body shaming the
yeah,
same
yeah body image issues are what body shaming you know.
Well, I think body shaming is from another person, and body image is within your own self.
You know what? There's self-shaming, and that's the funny thing is, all of this has really been around. It's just more openly.
They put a name to it,
right? And that's
like ADD, ATA, all that stuff.
Yeah. And I think this year is when last year, because we had a show on body shaming. And it's something that really, really, really should be discussed openly, because there are so many people suffering from it. But again, the majority is always going to be women. And our next guest is from an industry where there is such a, you know, and I'm choosing my words carefully, because, you know, sometimes I could say things and then we get in trouble. We get the emails, not even the hate mail. We get the emails. I think the modeling industry has a very, very disproportionate, healthy component to it. And I'm really trying to, you're watching
it
me. It has a disproportionately healthy aspect to it. In other words, it's a climate where there is such a heavy premium on looking a certain way that is probably not natural, and sabotages good health in lieu of something that looks great in a dress, something that is a size zero. See, you're watching me. I'm being very careful.
Right.
Don't
make those dresses that way for a reason?
But of course, because the template of the model is to be this long, sinewy,
right,
which is a beautiful look, but in fairness, not everybody can maintain that, attain that, all of that.
Especially models that
yes,
they're so tall.
Yes.
I mean, what are you going to go around looking like, emaciated?
Well, what's interesting about Isabella Steele, and I love that name because it's like a James Bond name,
yeah,
isn't it? Okay, so this is the amazing part of this woman, is she was kind of the renegade because she somehow managed to keep a healthy attitude towards her body and towards good health, as opposed to, I mean, reaching for the diet tools. I mean, we could go up, the list goes on and on about how Hollywood ruined the lives of so many, and again, women. Judy Garland was on diet pills when she was 12.
Yeah.
So think about this. To fit a role, fit a part, you have to, you know, stop your natural way of being, the way nature intended you to be. I mean, after 12, a young girl's hips,
yeah,
are going to naturally widen. That's just the way it is. So think about the amount of sabotage that women have had to endure to pursue a career in modeling,
mm-hmm,
a career in dance. It's happened there too, although the movement does keep the weight off. Hollywood, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
But yet, this young lady was able to kind of focus on the bigger picture here, not just the dangling carrot,
mm-hmm,
of money and the glamour of modeling, but she kept her eye on the prize, which is a healthy body lifelong.
Right.
And creating her company, Bella Vita, is really, really, really this hot wellness center in New York City. And so she's going to be talking about that. But what I'm really curious about,
I was reading her bio, how she turned something really unnatural into something, you know, beautifully healthy and natural, very natural for women.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking, because it's, and I'm wondering if we have control problems.
We
here.
Have to kick Siri
yeah,
out of the
I
room.
Yeah, I know, it's not stopping. But what I'm thinking is, because she...
It'd be funny if she said she was under the couch.
Yeah, why am I under the couch? But what I'm thinking is, she's from Canada,
mm-hmm,
so I always think there's such a difference in the way people outside this country look at body image, look at modeling, and think about, we were even just talking about the heroin chic look before. You know that was not born in Italy. It was here. We made it look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
We endorsed these things. So I'm wondering, is it just our country's stamp and our country's, because, you know, models exist everywhere. But again, the extremes don't seem to come out.
Everything in America is an extreme.
That's what I'm saying.
It's an extreme.
That's
in Italy, if you see models, they're not so thin.
That's what I'm saying.
Know?
Look, there has to be a certain amount of meatless frame, okay,
right.
I'm putting it nicely, but how much is too much? And is it just our country that endorses it? Because clearly, I don't know if it's being from Canada that helped, you know, give her a different way of looking, or just you know,
no,
predisposition.
She just had a healthy state of mind.
But I always wonder. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to hear anybody emailing me say you
Canada
hate your country.
Is still very close to us.
But honey, so much.
I
further
know it's
left
different,
and progressive
right, exactly,
than we
but,
are. So that's what I'm wondering. It just seems to bleed into other things. You know what I'm saying? A different look at culture, and you just see that there's something that we do that's different, and sometimes it's better. I'm not
right.
saying that it's not, but sometimes it's you know, it's not the best. But when she comes on, I'm going to talk about all of this. But I think it's like really it's a challenging field, and you know. I say this because I know a lot of models.
It's not a field that, you know, usually women could stay in a long time either.
You know, I was thinking, you know, as I was coming here today, it's a field, I think. Now, follow me on this. Just like the people that go into Wall Street, you know it's not a 40-year career. You know you want to make all your money.
Same thing as a baseball player
right.
or a football player.
10 years,
right. you
that's
have 10
your shelf
years
life.
Top.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Make your money and you're out, and that's
exactly.
kind of the thing. It's not something that you're, you know,
it's
you actually know
no.
you retire from. But again, you know, what's the incentive? The incentive is, you know, you're making money, glamour. Same thing with.
And then you got these top models like Janice Dickinson that you know just didn't want to stop looking young, and now
yeah.
she looks like a monster to my.
See, but now see this is what I love her point of view on this too, because. Is it us that creates this unrealistic
well,
need
you know,
to look youthful?
Knowing that we know how Janice Dickinson is, she's a little, nutty.
But,
you know?
But
I think it's a personality, you know, state of mind.
See, I always say nature, nurture, which is
right,
which
exactly.
It?
And also, I mean, she was like one of the top models.
Mm-hmm.
So years ago at that time, things were so different than they are now, you know?
And like
times
I said,
change.
People
change.
Think about the pressure. Now, then you and I can go out, show up at our jobs. Of course, you want to look a certain way, but think about how much pressure is to look a certain way. I mean,
right.
the thing is, if we pressure ourselves to look a certain way, that's self-imposed.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, our livelihoods do depend on it, because obviously if we're talking about fitness.
Right. We have
we
to look a
certain
way.
We can't show up 40
right.
pounds overweight, because it's not obviously a you know, viable. You know, I don't think
anybody will buy our product.
Although there are plenty of personal trainers
yeah.
that aren't in shape. But for the most part, if the pressure is there, it is surely self-imposed. You know, it's not that, you know, anybody's going to fire us. Or we're going to lose work because of that. So it's a job that I think that, you know, you go in and it's just very hard to, I think, keep your center. You know, I think it's a few people do it, they do it well, and they move on to other things. But I think then there's that you know, that need to look 40. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you're 60, the need to look 40.
Yeah.
If you're 40, it's the need to look 20. And
nobody wants to grow old or be old, you know, or look old. That's the key. Nobody wants to look old. I'd rather not feel old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends
yeah.
on who you're speaking to.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel old.
Yeah. But you know something, and I always use her as an example. I mean, she's one of my favorite actresses. I mean, you look at Katharine Hepburn, may her soul rest in peace. I'm sure she probably
she's
didn't.
Dead.
Yeah, that's what I said. May her soul rest in peace.
I know, so
yeah.
she can't feel anyway.
No, but I'm just saying, she never had anything. I would imagine she didn't have any work done. She didn't look like she had any
was that, you know, plastic surgery
she
really
she,
hot
she just died,
back then?
Yeah.
As it
every,
is now?
Oh, you know, it's definitely more so now. But there was always I mean, don't forget, she died when she was probably 85 or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was around in the 70s when she could have had couple of nicks and tops.
We don't
know. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But look at how she aged gracefully.
Yeah.
Well, and she looked beautiful. But
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But and the best part of it was she didn't look like she had to try hard. And I think what the beautiful part of her was, she was comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah.
And that to me is beauty.
Well, you always know somebody that's comfortable in
yeah.
their own skin.
And we
it's
have a beauty. We have a beauty on deck.
Yes,
I think she's
we
with
do.
Us.
Yes. Isabella,
bring her on.
Coming
bring
on.
Her on. Hello, my dear.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
How
Hi.
Are you
How
on
are
this
you?
Beautiful day?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. A beautiful day it is. Thank you for having me here. Today, yes.
It's yes.
Been
today's
mostly indoors.
Today's
cool,
a little
right?
bit better than yesterday. You
it
know,
is.
I don't know if you heard us. I know our connection is you hear us?
I can hear you clearly. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay,
I
okay, because I heard a beep, 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 beep. I knew we couldn't have offended you so soon. I don't know if you were listening to anything we were saying. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm curious, and Elite and I were discussing this, how in an industry like that were you able to maintain such a deep connection and love for fitness and health, but how did you stay centered?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. So to stay centered, it was, I would say, my surroundings. I've been very fortunate and blessed, you know, to be brought up in a wonderful family. I have an older sister, and she's always been my role model, along with my grandmother, God rest her soul. And these women, they raised me along with my mother, of course. And they instilled strong beliefs and strong, they gave me a strong foundation to be grounded and to love yourself.
Right. See, this is what I mean, and I was, Elite and I always go back and forth on, because there seems to be such a more progressive view of the human body, especially the female body, any place else but here. And again, I'm not here to knock, you know, this country, but it just mm-hmm. seems like the policy of Europe is to embrace something that's a little fuller figure, and it's okay to be.
Yes.
And every place else but here. So do you think that that might have had something to do with it?
It's possible. I mean, I think today the world is changing in a positive way. The industry in general is changing. My background is Russian, it's European, and my grandmother and my mother, they always wanted me to eat
mm-hmm.
as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I guess, my surroundings, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the old, and I come from a big Italian family, and if you know, even like we're older than you, the sign of a healthy child is, a heavier child. So it's like, you know, if
yes.
you have the food to feed your kids, you know, God bless, you feed them.
Right.
And sometimes it went to the other extreme, and, you know, now we have, a country of, what's the obesity rate, Elite? 40%?
Oh, they said it's almost like 60% already
that's,
by now.
That's insane.
It's very
yeah.
high.
Crazy, yeah.
We work with youth as well, and yes, the numbers, they're staggering.
Yeah. So tell us how you became, so big into the fitness industry after modeling. Give us your history.
I think it was in addition to modeling. So I started modeling at a very young age. It was,
were
I
you
guess
athletic?
You could call it. I wasn't, no.
No, you weren't.
As a child, I really wasn't. I didn't like sports. I'm still not big into sports. But as, you know, a child, my grandmother, she was a designer. My mom used to model. My sister used to model. So it was just naturally the background.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. And I got a job working for a gym at a very young age. So being around in the modeling industry, I was constantly around women that were self-conscious and, you know, even as a child myself, being around women that were struggling with eating or not eating and using substances to lose weight, I knew there had to be a better way. I was always told, ever touch drugs, and I haven't experimented with anything, that it's bad, don't ever do it. So as a young teenager, I started when I was 9, went through puberty. I heard what you guys were saying, you know, when you turn 12 as a woman, you grow, you become,
right.
Exactly, larger hips, and at that age, my agent gave me diet pills to take. So I knew there had to be an alternative. There had to be a better way. My sister, on the other hand, she was always into fitness. And she was the one that really exposed me to the world of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
She was big into, like, meditation and exercise and eating healthy growing up.
Well,
so I was fortunate to see that from that.
Exactly.
Yes, I was so lucky. And eventually when I started working at a gym, that's when I became aware, okay, there are alternatives. You know, after I got the diet pills from my agent, what I did was I got onto the treadmill, I exercised for an hour, and thankfully, you know, I was in shape for the photo shoot that they wanted to get me ready for.
But you know
but
what's funny? A lot of models, they don't want them to look athletic.
Oh, no.
They want
no,
the
yes.
waif look.
Right, right. They don't want muscle.
So, right. So if you gained a little muscle or you just, you know, looked fit,
yeah.
they don't want that.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
So you would
back
think
then,
that.
Back then, they didn't. No.
No, they didn't. They wanted you really skinny with bones sticking
yes.
out of your hips,
yeah.
which is so
really,
ugly.
You're a walking hanger. I also...
Yeah.
I don't think that's attractive.
No, at all. Nothing at all like that is attractive.
I want to ask you, if how old were you when your agent gave you the diet pills?
I was 13.
Oof.
13.
Oh, my.
There's a lawsuit for that now.
You know,
horrible.
You know,
even then, I think, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. There'd be no if there was an actual class action lawsuit because of this, there would be no Hollywood.
Oh, no.
Nothing would exist. The film industry would dry up and blow away.
Right.
I'm
exactly
serious.
Right.
And, you know, there's got to be, I have to, you know, look, agents do their jobs, and they get paid, you know, through a percentage of you. But there's got to be some sort of moral fiber to giving a 13-year-old diet pills. I just there's just got to be something that in you as an adult knowing better that says, I really shouldn't be doing this. Let me think of something else.
I agree. I mean, I hope that wouldn't happen today. And now, fortunately, being athletic and having a fit body is what's really becoming mainstream as opposed to a skinny body. Now,
yeah.
I'm not against being skinny. Right?
Of course.
There's some people that were born that way, attribute
yeah.
it to genetics, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you,
but
that,
it's all about being healthy and being happy with
right.
who you are, regardless of size, right?
And it's
well, that's what I said. I'd rather be, you know, feeling young and feeling healthy
but,
than
know, exactly. It's whatever your personal best is.
Right.
Whatever it is. Because, you know, look, it's like a fingerprint. Everybody is different. So whatever your body functions at, it's optimal at, you know.
It's also genetics, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, people should be proud of how they look, regardless. And if you're naturally lean, God bless you. If you're not, okay. You know, you could always
work with what you have.
That's
exactly
right. You know, it's funny.
Work to make it better, or, you know.
You got into modeling when you were 8. And I remember, again, we're older than you. There was a show on, it had to be 1970, maybe, called Little Miss America. Lee, do you remember that, Little
yes,
Miss America?
I sure do.
And I remember, even as a kid, thinking something kind of wrong with that. But it wasn't the way certain reality shows now have, what is it, Toddlers and Tiaras, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Toddlers and Tiaras.
I think Child Services should be on that
you know,
set.
What's similar to that, too, is the Dance Moms. So they're all, it's all the same
yeah.
stuff, you know?
Well, the Little Miss America, if I recall it, I didn't feel comfortable with it, but it was just little girls in dresses. It was not like
we were just talking about that with the girl that got murdered, right?
Little Miss America, was that the competition? There was this competition I remember I used to watch.
It was tame. It wasn't. I mean, I always felt there was something wrong with a woman being paraded, you know, being paraded down a runway, but. These were little girls that looked like little girls, and they weren't taught to strut. They didn't have makeup on, and they didn't look seductive. And that's why I always say this is just starting at that young an age. I just think that's just it's just setting, you know, a perfect path to poor body image and just incredible self-doubt.
That's unfortunate at such a young age.
Yeah, that's why.
What shapes women.
That's exactly right. That's why I always said, again, reality shows exist and people enjoy them, but there are certain reality shows I look at and I just say, well, a little girl shouldn't look like that. A little girl should look like a little girl.
And little girls shouldn't be watching it either.
Yeah, and you know, I don't have a daughter, but I know for a fact that wouldn't be the route I would go. I would never allow my daughter to walk around and halter and, you know, make suggestive looks over her shoulder. I can't even imagine me not setting fire to that entire set.
Totally horrible.
So tell us about the Hot Wellness Center in New York City, Bella Vita.
Hot Wellness Center. I like it. Bella Vita is a full-service wellness company. And we offer in-studio classes, one-on-ones. We do events, seminars, and certifications. So everything that we have in-studio, we can also bring out anywhere on location. We work with retailers like Reebok, Eddie Bauer, Athleta. We partner with corporate. We partner with schools. Our schools program is actually great, because it rings true to young children and it helps with body image and obesity, because as a registered vendor with the Department of Education, Bella Vita partners with both public and private schools in the state of New York. And the results that we have seen have been amazing. So we take, again, all of our in-studio services and we bring out to the schools. We work with all ages, starting from preschool all the way through college and university. And watching the little ones, you know, doing yoga or Zumba or creative movement, it's been fantastic. And at the end of the day, I always hear about this from the parents. The children, they go home telling mommy and daddy what an amazing day at school they had with yoga, and they show off the different poses that they learn or the different dance moves that they learn.
That's great.
I think that's really been a step in the right direction.
That's wonderful.
That is, you know, because the parents have to feel, I mean, you hear so many horrible...
Forget about that. It's just the self-esteem these kids
that's what
build
I'm saying.
Up every
when,
day.
When your kids come home...
They feel good.
And they feel good about what just
so
happened,
good.
And they're sharing it. You know, like they're not just coming in and going straight into
the room.
They're talking to you about that. That's phenomenal.
Yep.
I love hearing it, and I love seeing it for myself.
Of course, definitely.
And you see the difference.
Definitely.
Let me ask you this. I'm putting her on the spot. Obesity rate of children to mid-teens in Canada, is it as prominent as it is here?
It's less.
Yeah.
Knew it. Well, you know, America has, you know, the most of everything. That's why people come here. You can make the most money. It has the biggest, you know, portions of food. Everything is
the American dream.
The American dream
is
bigger and bigger, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's sad? I remember, and you and I, Elite, we discussed this on the show. When I was in elementary school, there was one morbidly obese kid in the entire school. But in your classroom, maybe there was one slightly overweight that you picked on. But as far as morbid obesity, one in the school. Now, if you pass by a schoolyard, you could count the
I'm going to tell you that, you know, my daughter goes to a college and. This is a college.
Yeah.
And I tell you, 70% of the girls are overweight.
Yeah.
Overweight.
Mm-hmm.
70%
oh,
is really bad.
That's
it's really bad. So it's just, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And they feel horrible about themselves. You could just tell the way they carry themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then the stress becomes upon them with the studying and then
of
this
course.
And then that. And what
yes.
Do? They stuff their face.
Yes.
You know, it comforts them.
Exactly, comfort food. And they
mm-hmm.
the thing about that is they aren't aware that they're making these poor choices.
No, of course not. It's the quickest choice. They're not going to cook themselves a beautiful, you know, healthy meal.
Yeah.
They're going to grab whatever they can. It's usually unhealthy anyway.
Bella Vita is all about providing tools to help all ages
mm-hmm.
reach and live the healthiest versions of themselves.
There you go.
So
now, do you outreach
in
the schools or they come to you?
When we first started a few years back, it was all about outreach.
Mm-hmm.
One of our studio representatives her mother was working for one of the schools
right.
Out in Brooklyn, and there was a lot of red tape to go through, a lot
right.
of paperwork.
Because,
it wasn't easy.
You know, years back, we were interested in doing something like that, too, and there was a lot of red tape,
yeah,
and we just didn't have the time
yeah.
to
yeah.
cut through that red tape.
Yeah.
That's why we're asking you.
So it started with this one school, and now it's amazing. The schools are responding, and now they're contacting us for programs,
mm-hmm.
which has been great.
Only because a lot of schools they can't afford the gym programs or the health programs.
That's
so
a sin.
It is a sin. That's why these kids are overweight.
Yeah.
What's important but to move the body? You have to
yeah.
move the body, and they take away.
Move the body,
physically.
Yes, and what you put into the body.
Exactly.
What I like to tell my clients is for every unhealthy food that they are eating on a daily basis, there's always a healthy alternative.
Right.
Yeah.
That
right.
could taste amazing. Healthy
yep.
food,
mm-hmm. exactly.
nutrition, it doesn't need to taste bad. It doesn't need to be a chore. You can enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing schools need is nutritionists on campus or on,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
But they don't have that.
No.
You're lucky
there's,
if they have a nurse.
There's never any funding for anything like that.
No, I mean, I never heard of such a thing. I don't know.
And that would make you know. And
makes me angry.
And this is what we've said. When we were growing up, basically, you lived in a one-income house.
Mm-hmm.
The father went out, and the mother stayed home and was able to prepare the meals. So now, there's
right.
economic, you know, there's a very big shift in the economy. So now you have to be a two-income household. So what happens? Everybody's too tired when they come home, so you order in.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go to, I mean, how easy is it to get food?
Well, they
now
give the kids
just,
some money, and they
right.
say, just take care of yourself.
And think about how cheap fast food is.
Right.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what makes it very attractive. Because we think in the short term. We don't think in terms of, okay, this is breaking down my body on a daily basis.
Right.
We just it's now, we're filling the void, and that's it. We worry about it later, and that's the big mistake.
And the long-term side effects, they
oh,
can
yeah.
be detrimental.
Oh, forget it. And you don't realize it until, seriously, it doesn't, I mean, for a woman, it doesn't hit you until like 40 or 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the men, it just affects them with the heart attacks or high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And then later on, they'll just,
although
you know,
women
go.
Having more and more heart attacks now.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. But it's just, you know, with women's bodies, which is so complicated, it
yeah.
just affects us later on because everything takes effect.
But you know
I
what
I feel
think?
It right away, to be honest.
Yeah.
If I have a cheat meal, I don't feel good afterwards.
Right.
I feel
right.
tired and I feel lazy. I become unproductive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Exactly, of course. But I'm just saying in general, I mean, I have a friend that really just didn't take care. It was, how many people are anorexic?
I know.
I mean, you coming from the modeling industry.
Yes.
Yeah.
They become anorexic and it affects them later on in their life when they go through their changes
yes.
and they have no bones and their bone mass and they become
yes.
like almost crippled.
Yeah.
They don't understand that it really affects you down the road.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Well, that whole you are what you eat, I mean, you laugh at it, but it is absolutely
true.
I mean,
150% true.
I always say what we eat is building, is investing in a physical 401k. This is what we have to do. And you start, I mean, and don't go, and
I like
just
that.
Said, yeah, thank you. You said just now that you that you also have cheat meals. Once a week,
you have to.
It's fun.
You know,
there's nothing like having a pizza. There's nothing wrong with that if it's once a month, maybe once a week.
Moderation.
That's it. Enjoy yourself. But if you're responsible the rest of the week, hey, come on. You feel great.
That's if you are careful about it. Now, I have a lot of clients that start with, it's okay, it's only once. And then that's when one time becomes one too many.
Escalates.
Because it becomes every meal.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they slip. Yeah.
But they were never, you know, those usually are the people that are never really, really, really into the program yet.
Yeah.
They really need to be brainwashed a couple of times before they say, you know what? You're right. I have to stick to this. I can't go off for a little while. I'll have just a little cheat meal, and then I'll go back to the healthy way.
But you know something? I think the only true selling point is either, number one, you start physically feeling better, whatever it was, or it's the visual incentive.
The visual is the first
thing. You just wow, this is good. And then that helps you stay on point.
Exactly.
But you know, you have to think in terms of the whys involved. You know, you're reaching for you know, that cookie. Okay, why? What just happened? That is it true hunger, or is it emotional impulse? That's what you have to figure out. And, you know, it's hard.
That's so true.
You know, no one really thinks in terms of that. No one's just you don't want to self-analyze all day
especially
long.
Especially kids or teenagers. They don't understand that yet.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is like a great program. I love the fact that this place is doing it for kids because, you know what? It also brings the parents a little bit more to the forefront of understanding because the kids are coming home and telling them things. And obviously.
Absolutely.
They're sharing.
That's the best thing. And
I would imagine that you give some, you know, you get feedback from the parents, and I would imagine you're giving nutritional guidelines as well to them. So everybody's winning.
Yes. A lot of the time we have parents coming in studio to take classes, and they work one-on-one with our coaches. So it really gets the whole family involved. And I love seeing that.
Of course, definitely. It's a family affair.
Well, that's the thing, you know, staying healthy together, I think, is, I mean, you know, you have each other as inspiration.
Exactly.
You know, which is really cool.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's fun. You get the whole family involved. Instead of being, you know, something they don't want to do, instead of being a chore, it becomes a game. It becomes something that they love, and eventually it becomes the family's lifestyle, which is really the goal.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. It's a healthy lifestyle that people need to abide every single day of their life.
Well, you know, also when people think of work, I mean, because we're social creatures. We just like to do things together. We like to have, like, participate in a sport. So this is it's almost like a family outing.
Right.
Which is just.
And then you celebrate by having a healthy meal.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And you could do that. People don't really, you know, because I always say, we never celebrate with a salad. We're celebrating with cake.
Right.
We never celebrate with healthy foods.
So do you do classes? Are you an instructor? What do you do?
I have private clients. And,
you have private clients.
I manage Bella Vita.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty busy.
No complaints. It's been keeping me busy, yes, and I love it. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 29.
29, yeah.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying because I've been in the industry for so long.
But between the both of us, it's 50 years.
Yeah, it's just, it gets to you after a while. Not because, I mean, we still love it. I mean, we love it so that this is why we love our show because we love to preach about it. But then, I mean, you must come meeting a lot of people that are just so slow to go or don't show up or they're very emotional and they're very, you know, they wear on you, no?
Sometimes, but then at the end of the day, I always have our Bella Vita community. So I always have our clients and instructors and studio representatives. That's what keeps me going. Hearing and speaking with our partners and seeing the positive results.
Right.
As exhausted as I may be, and sometimes, you know, it can be tiring after long days, back-to-back clients, back-to-back meetings.
But it's
just
rewarding.
Seeing that,
it's
the best feeling in the world. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah.
That's like that shot in the arm that infuses that well-being. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes it's like you have a rough day and like and then all of a sudden you hear some great stuff and that changes the focus. It just gets you right back. Yeah, it gets you right back to
especially
where.
Especially if you're tired, you just say you perked up right away.
Yeah, it gets you right back to where.
Oh, that's how I feel all the time whenever I take classes. You always see it in our classes. Clients come after work, especially for the evening. They're tired after a long day's work. And when they get there, you know, they can be cranky. It's been hot. It's been a very hot summer.
Yeah.
But you see them when they start class and when they come out after, they have the biggest smile.
Yeah.
See, it's a rush. It's an adrenaline rush.
The endorphins took hold.
And you know something? Yes. People always forget. They always say, oh, I'm too tired to work. You won't be tired after you work out.
No.
That's the biggest, you know, oxymoron.
It's the most healthiest
exactly.
energy drink.
Exactly. You know, and sometimes you'll laugh at me at night. I'll do cardio. I'll be talking to her and doing cardio, and that's...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it's perfect. And
but she didn't tell you she did cardio in the morning.
Yeah, well, sometimes I do.
Okay, she didn't tell you that part.
No, but the truth is.
I understand what you're saying.
It gives you that extra boost that you need.
Anybody that walks out of a gym after a great workout, no matter what you do, you feel like $1 million.
You could be dripping with sweat.
Yep.
Had a huge workout.
Who cares
but
what your hair looks like?
Who cares?
Yep.
It's so funny. Right now, it's August. A lot of our members are going away. So I've been saying goodbye to a bunch of our members that are going on vacation. And they're coming to me and they're telling me that unfortunately they have to leave. And that they don't want to leave Bella Vita.
That's a huge
compliment, but
yeah, it's a great compliment.
And you know what? That's why you do it right there.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm saying.
That's the reason why you get up every morning.
That makes everything worth it. The fact that you're changing lives. There's no better position to be in the universe than
changing
helping
them for
somebody
the
change. Yeah, that's
changing
a beautiful
them for
thing.
The better.
God bless. Best thing
well,
you
could too. Hear. I mean, your show is amazing, and your brand is amazing.
Thank you.
And how about Lori?
Thank you, really.
You know, you're fresh today, and I don't like
power
it at all.
Woman.
Hate her. See, would you like to be my new co-host on the show, Isabella? Because that seat's going to be vacant really easy.
Oh God.
So anyway, this is the part of the show where
uh-oh,
we tell,
watch your mouth.
No, this is where we tell our guests to go plug themselves.
See?
So anything that we didn't cover in our dialogue, give us your website, give us events that are happening.
Tell the world everything.
Yeah, this is your shout out, darling.
I love it. Shameless plug. Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
So for everybody listening, our website is bellavitaworld.com. You can sign up for any of our classes online. If you would like to bring Bella Vita to your home, to your workplace, to your school, anywhere, we're open. Please email us at info@bellavitaworld.com. We're on Instagram as Bella Vita World, and we're on Facebook as Bella Vita Program. I would love to have all of you join us.
Definitely.
That's it? That's all you want
to
say?
Well, it's really, I mean, all you have to remember is Bella Vita World.
But this is the part that you
pretty
this
genius.
This is how nice she is. People will rattle on and on and on. She just said what she had to say, and that's it.
She made it easy.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, my darling.
It's been a pleasure.
Continue to say.
Pleasure is mine.
And you're doing such wonderful things out there. And email me some more stuff so we could plant some on our page tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
And hope all your people know if they missed the show, if they're not listening live, they could always go to it later in the archives.
Yes.
Yeah, you could listen to it any time you want.
And over and over again.
Over and over and over.
Wonderful. I'll share it.
Thank you, darling.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Day.
Thank
been
you
a
so
pleasure.
Much. Have a good
bye-bye,
day.
Bye, love.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
What a mission. How generous was that? She didn't.
Very
she,
nice.
She could have just. There you go. For Isabella. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
There you go. You're for Jesus. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I tell you something. You are just out of control today, Ziegelman. And let me tell you something.
All right.
She could slip right into your spot. Toot
I'm
sweet.
Sure.
Toot sweet.
Anybody can because I'm so
Toot
big.
Sweet. That's it.
All right. Pluggies. Plugs.
Plugs. Ah. Who do we love? We love Bella Vita. Now we love
Bella Vita, right?
Yes, and we got to do a live show with them. We're going to horn our way into that. We love Topricin.
Topricin.
Oh,
Topricin.
That was pretty good.
Did
you practice that?
Well, no, and I remembered the letters.
You did.
See how what happens when you're so tired?
You see how I'm looking at you because I didn't expect that. All right, that's pretty good.
Topricin.
I don't know if you tried it yet. Did you try their new Pain Away formula?
I don't have any pain yet to use it.
Okay.
Thank God.
Okay.
I'm knocking wood.
No, listen to me.
You used it?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I used it on a couple of bruises that I have. And
are they for bruises or for muscle ache?
It's the same thing. It's still got that lavender and calendula, and what else does it have?
I don't know. Every Topricin you could use anywhere.
Yeah. But this, I noticed there is a little bit of an accelerant. It does heal a little. I'm noticing like the black and blue, it turned yellow a little quicker.
Now, if you know Lori Towns, her eyes got very, very small when she said that.
I was very, very, very...
She's very serious.
I'm making my point. But, so they have, and it's not available in the store. So if you want to get their My Pain Away formula, the sports cream, you have to go to their website, www.topricin.com.
I wish I had it last week when I had that pain.
I know. Well, I just got it.
No, I know.
And they were very generous in shipping this, but you cannot get this in the store right now. I believe it will be on the shelves come November, but right now you can't get it in the store.
You have to order it online.
You have to order it online, and you get a little bit of a discount if you mention our code. I think it's TOPFIT,
right?
And you get some percentage off.
TOPFIT.
There you go. Stop spelling. What is wrong with you? I'm glad you weren't acting like this when she was on the air.
Well,
try to spell out her name. And her name is spelled with a Z, and you would have said S, and I would have gone, ha, ha, ha.
No, my name is spelled with a Z, too.
But you wouldn't have expected Isabella is what I'm trying to say.
I see it up in front of me. I see it on my screen.
I'm not talking about a last name like Ziegelman. I'm talking about a name that you expect to spell
well,
a certain way.
That.
Okay, let me finish what I'm saying, because our sponsors are listening. Okay.
You're related to Remington Steel.
Stop it. Stop. Just do me a favor. Play with the sound effects. Because now you're getting on my last nerve. Okay. I feel like Mussolini screaming. You're getting me upset. Okay. So, Topricin, we love them. They love us. Bruisers love them more. And Lucky Luigi will be on in a couple of weeks. He was on 2 weeks ago talking about all things new in Topricin. And
very informative. Very informative.
Anybody who knows Lou, you could sit in a restaurant, sit in an office, and he could just... fill you. He's a fountain of information.
He is.
And it's just
really
and lovable and lively, and we love to have him on the show. But definitely Topricin, www.topricin.com. Foot formula, Topricin Jr., regular formula. It's all good. And now the new sports cream. They also have the fibro cream for fibromyalgia.
And
so,
the burn cream.
The afterburn. Thank you, darling, afterburn cream. Yeah, all of that is available for your perusal. So just check them out. And
Woo-hoo.
Our favorite mag.
What's the favorite mag? Come on.
Muscle Sport magazine.
Muscle Sport.
Meat No Filler. That's that magazine. And now they even have our favorite bodybuilder from years ago, old school, Linda Murray. She's one of their writers. And
she started already?
Yeah. I didn't get the new issue yet, but I will be sure and I will give it to you. And Bill Dobbins. Is a photographer.
We want you on the show, Linda.
Yeah, we want her on the show. And Bill, too, because he's probably got a lot of great stories when
you think about it.
He was a photographer for Muscle and Fitness, Flex Moore.
Definitely.
But
all the same.
Yeah, but he's been around forever. And, that would be a nice guest to get on the show, too.
Yeah, definitely.
He's got a lot of stories to tell. So that's Muscle Sport Mag, and they will deliver to your home. And I think it's free... I think it's free this month, free delivery. It's a great magazine. Yeah. I think it's just for summer promo. But if you love articles the way we do, without the selling of every little doutigat, as I say in Italian.
A lot of doutigat.
Yeah, you'll love this magazine. Like we say, it's all meat, no filler. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful read. So pick that up. Muscle Sport Magazine. Go online. Pick it up. Oh, we always forget one of our big partners is the Wedding Salon. And they contacted me this morning and said, Lori. They said, Lori. Give a shout out. They're having a big event in Washington on the 25th of September. So we're going to be shouting their stuff out. And their events are really good. We've yet to go to one of them. We have to. We never have the time. But their events are just absolutely amazing. And everything from soup to nuts. And if you're a bride or a groom and you're looking to do your day the right way, they assemble the greatest amount of people, everything that you would need, every wedding venue, just from disc jockeys to chefs, they have it all, the Wedding Salon. Go visit their page. Or visit ours tomorrow, the Bridal Body Shop. We'll have more of their stuff on tomorrow. But definitely, if you can't find their website, Google Wedding Salon.
Google.
And we had Tatiana Byron on a couple of years ago, and she will come back. She's a very nice woman. And I think that's our show.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, you little spitfire today. And I'd like to thank Isabella Steele again from Bellamy.
Yes, she's a pleasure.
An absolute pleasure, spending as much time as she did with us. Thank you, ma'am. Love to thank my lovely co-host.
Say it.
Full of piss and vinegar today, Lee Diggleman.
Thank you.
For riding shotgun with
me. Thank you, Law.
Yeah. And, of course, the audience. Thank you so much for joining us again. And, it's for you. It's all for you. The love for you. It's all about love.
We love you all.
It's all about love at the Bridal Body Shop. So go out there. Take it slow if you're in the heat. Remember your neighbors that are elderly. Remember your pets. You remember the strays in the street. Feed the birds. Leave a dish of water out for them. It's hot, for crying out loud. Take care of the universe. That's what we say.
Yeah.
Not just your body.
And the universe will take care of you.
There you go. Nicely put.
All right.
So in saying that, we'll see you next week. And take care of yourselves and each other. And we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.